Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here again to have a nice healing show. We have a special guest tonight as a sponsor, Ron, along with Sylvia in California. So we'll have a wonderful show. And we see Dulce on and Dreamer and Mila. Hi, Mila in New York. And Dulce's in Florida. And I don't know where Dreamer is, so maybe in Dreamland. So anyway, we'll do an entity release here and get rid of some energies here. So Dreamer, are you male or female? I'm just curious. It feels like female, but males do dream too. Here we go. Taking away entities from the bottom of our feet up to the top of our head. And they're leaving us now. We'll do it really quickly so we can get on with the show here and have some questions and answers. If you have any that you want to type in about the light ship, about maybe how they do their healings or anything like this, we'd like to answer that tonight for everybody. And we do sample healings too. And just request something if you wish. So here we go. Going up to the waist now. And see, Kyle just came on and Adriana. And we have our special conference call coming up next month, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 17 hours on the light ship for special healings to get rid of these extraterrestrial little critters that inhabit inside of our body, that live there, move around inside of us through tunnels, etc. And these are invisible life forms that the ETs have given us to degrade our bodies. So here we go, moving up now to our solar plex area, to our heart, going up now, shoulders, neck, head. There we go. So if you wish to have information, just scroll down to the bottom of the BBS screen here, and you can click on the location where it's for emails, and we will send you an email out. They'll be going out in the next couple of days. And here we go. We're going to bring more of your spirit into your body. I'll count to 10 as you come more into yourself, the parts of you that left. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And more is coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's just sit back and relax here and put some music on. I'll do a chakra alignment here instantly for everybody, and then we'll do the heart to mind drop. So I want you just to kind of experience this energy here of how it feels to have entities released from you. And do a body scan and just check yourself out. Mind to heart drop. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping your awakening thoughts, your awakening conscious down into your heart, your mental body. Here we go. Dropping down. Think of an elevator moving down floors. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 at the heart center. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, should be in your heart center. Again, commune with your spirit. Do that wonderful divine connection to your own personal source energy. Remember, you're just taking your mental awareness and coming down there. So you should feel more at peace, more relaxed, and connected. And you're in the moment when you're in your heart. Otherwise, you're out of the moment, and then you're in time with mind energy. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace tonight?
Oh, yes, I sure am. And hello and welcome, everyone, to Friday night. And, wow, what a wonderful night it is for those, especially that just came off of the one-hour conference call that Ron does on Friday nights, which is a one-hour healing session aboard the Lightship. And tonight's call was just, I mean, they're all so wonderful, but it seemed like tonight's call was particularly dynamite, you know, just so powerful, the healing energy, and so beautiful. And I see we have some people on the fast chat mentioning that they had that experience tonight too, so that's wonderful. And we have a question from Dreamer. I guess Kyle and Adriana were mentioning about the fact that on the conference call tonight we had the opportunity to go to your particular healing ship, Ron, and Dreamer was asking about your ship, and is it as big as the Creation Light ship?
It's not quite as big, but it is very large, so that's about all that I can say. It is it's very powerful, pure light energy, very large, and the light beings on it basically are, you know, they get down to business very quickly. And they're used mainly for schooling. This is what we do on my ship, is we teach other life forms other ET life forms, how to do healings. And we're also available for emergency, like, evacuations, emergency trauma care. And so we do stuff very, very quickly there. And this is where all the different ET life forms will say trained, and I'll use the word cross-trained, to work on different races. So it's very, very advanced, very, very, very high-tech. And it's also very up-to-date with as far as protection energies on it to battle the darkness. So it's very hard to be reckoned with if you get into contact with it and you're the dark side. So I can definitely say that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, it's just wonderful, and so much light energy and so much love, and like, just like you said, they just go immediately to work, and the energy work that you know they do for healing with your body is just something that you have to experience to realize how amazing it is and how powerful it is, and it's just incredible. And these conference calls are you know $20 or even less if you know go on a frequent flyer program. So if you're interested in healing and experiencing these incredible divine energies, I just would encourage you to contact Ron and to go for it, because it's something that your body and your spirit will thank you for forever. So, just amazing. So next, I would like to bring on Chris, who's one of our wonderful listeners, who's on the fast chat a lot and on many of the conference calls. And we've had him on this program at least once before as a sponsor, and it's just such a pleasure to have him on. So, Chris, are you there?
Thank you, Sylvia. Hi, yes, I am. I'm here.
Yay. Okay, great.
So yeah, no problems with the mute this time.
Do you have anything in mind tonight that you would like to get into as far as questions or healing samples go?
Well, I was on the list of services earlier today, and I noticed that there was quite a bit of new stuff on there, and I was just curious about those new additions.
Okay, well, great. So let's get into that. And is there any one in particular that you saw?
I believe it was something along the lines of, I only took a quick look at it. It was something like dark side negative shapeshifter removal.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. So we can talk about that.
Okay, cool.
First of all, we have human bodies here, and our human bodies may or may not even have a spirit in them, okay? So hopefully everyone listening has a spirit in their body and their eyes are bright. So if you happen to go to a mirror and you look at yourself and the eyes are all glossed over, that means that you're not in your body. But I'm pretty sure probably everybody is. Now, if you're one of the people listening and you look in the mirror and your eyes look completely black and dark and nothing's shining out of them, then you're taken over by, we'll say, a shapeshifter. Or you don't have a spirit from the light. And so we'll just address that here as if a person listening on this program does not have a spirit. So what they have in them then is what I call a shapeshifter. These are extraterrestrial beings, and they're just in the body just like you are. Remember, we normally think that our thoughts are who we are, but we're not. Our thoughts are really our spirit, and we got lost in thought and got separated from our spirit. This is the problem that we have here, and that's done by free choice and free will. And it's also done by the extraterrestrial programmings in our body that get activated at different times in our life. And this activation can be put in place for thousands of years ago. So as you tend to wake up more consciously, spiritually, and you want to have more light coming into you, these implants can go off, these programs, implanted programs, embedded programs that's stored in our DNA. And you may find yourself maybe going in a different direction. This is what happens to a lot of people when they start talking about spiritual truth, you're going to see that the friends of yours, maybe even your neighbors or relatives, as you start talking about the light ship and how wonderful it is, you look at them and all of a sudden their eyes get glossed over, or they just can't even listen to you any longer and they have to leave the room. This is because you actually triggered one of their extraterrestrial implants in their body. Remember, this is a mind control program, and these programs run all the time in us, and it depends which one is activated. But when you're out of that energy and you're in your heart center, then you can override these programs. But as long as you're dealing with mind, you can't. Now, the shapeshifter energies don't necessarily know what these programs are because they can't go into the heart because there's no light there. All they know is about the body, and they live in survival. Just like, you know, the really low life forms here on the planet, that all they know to do is to wake up, look for prey, kill it, and eat it, and they survive that way. And so this is the way these shapeshifter energies are. And there's a lot of those walking around on this planet, and you can just see anybody with glossed-over eyes. They could be that type of life form. And so what happens is when these shapeshifters come into you, and they can come into your body also when you go out of your body. This is the scary part. I mentioned this many times. I don't normally talk about shapeshifters. So when you're out of your body, who's home to protect your body temple? Nothing. So you could take on a shapeshifter, an extraterrestrial life form that has consciousness from the dark side, and it can actually be with you, holding space in your body just like you are. And they don't always come forward, but they may want to check and see what you're doing someday. And maybe they'll come forward for maybe a tenth of a second and look out of your eyes, we'll say, so to speak, and feel the energy, if not. And then from there, they go into the background, and then you pop forward. Or maybe entities come forward, but the entities typically are not of that same low vibration. Now, what happens is you can actually watch people sometimes, and it's very, very scary for the first time that you see a shapeshifter. You're going to look at the person, and all of a sudden, you're going to see them change physically, because you're going to see the body, like, disappear. And what's going to happen is they're going to bring forth their true extraterrestrial life form. And that could be any type of thing. So we'll just say that as hypothetically a lizard, okay? Some type of reptilian energy. So all of a sudden now you're looking at this person for maybe a tenth of a second, and all of a sudden you see a tongue coming out of their mouth, you see their eyes changed, you see scales on the body, and you go, and then you shake your head maybe, or you blink your eyes, and all of a sudden the person in front of you now is your friend Joe that you've known all your life. And you go, wow, what just happened here? Well, it's that the shapeshifter came fully present into the body. And you might look at the movie They Live, and that'll give you a clue, but they don't go into that exactly all that far, but they do show people changing the way they look, okay, with the special sunglasses on so people can see them. So get out, check out the movie They Live, and now just instead of seeing people as humanoid, see them as something else that's walking around here that's inside of people's bodies. So that's what the shapeshifters are, and I do a clearing for that. And these shapeshifters can be in a lot of people. They can also take notes of what the person is viewing, seeing, listening to, and reporting back to where they need to report back to. Some other consciousness of the dark side to keep tabs on you and also the people around you. So back to you, Sylvia and Chris.
Okay, so, wow. So is that something, Ron, that we could get into on a sample basis either tonight or sometime soon?
Well, we can do a clearing to take out, we'll have to freeze time now momentarily, because the shapeshifters are not going to want to be discovered in your body, okay?
Yeah.
So as you're sitting there listening to me, you're probably wondering and maybe being very, you know, agitated and screaming around on your chair, do I have one of these things in me? And, oh, my God, I hope I don't, and am I one of these people that he's talking about? Well, I don't know. It could be. So we're going to count to 10. I want everybody to bring up the light beam on their monitor screen first here. Remember, we froze time. And so right now, if it's in you, it's not going to move because it can't. Okay, it's being controlled by the light. If it does try to leave your body, it will be terminated. Terminated means that it will no longer exist. Now, because it's in your body, it's now going to have a choice. Two choices. One is to come into the light and have a spirit or soul put into its life form. Remember, just because it has a life form without a spirit does not make it a bad being, okay? But when it does take a spirit, it has to obey spiritual law. And then it has to obey typically free will. And that gets kind of sticky, too, in a sense, but we'll just say that that's the way it's supposed to be. Remember, everybody on this planet has a spirit in them, and how many people here live in love and light and don't cause harm to people? You may know maybe one or two, maybe you can count them on your hands or one hand. Just look at all of your neighbors, you know. I won't go into that much further. So not everybody does obey those laws, but we do have the divine spark in us, but these energies do not. So here we go. Bring up the light beam. We're going to energize her. We're going to bring in the male energies here. Okay, and here we go. Coming in. And I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Light beam is fully activated on your monitor screen. And now what we're going to do is take out the shapeshifter. And there could be more than one. They could have a team in there. You could have a party of these, you know. It could be 20 of them having a party inside of your body. You don't know. So here we go. We're going to take them out. Start taking them out of your body here. There we go. They're coming out now. If you feel any energies in your body change, you've had one. Okay? So if you feel chills, tingles, if you're yawning a lot, anything like this here, that's an indication that, yes, you were possessed by the dark side coming into your body. Here we go. And this is common. So if this is happening to you, don't feel bad. You know, don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel like you're unworthy. This is just the way life is here. And here we go. These are coming out now. There we go. I'll count to 10. They'll be out completely. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Now we're going to bring your spirit back in more fully into these locations where they're hanging out inside of you. Just kind of think of your body like a house, different closets, cupboards, and they were hiding in some of those closets. We're going to bring your spirit into these areas now. So we're going to bring your spirit more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, these things kick your spirit out of your body to hold space within you. Okay. There we go. Now, they have a choice now to come into the light, and that's your choice. If they wish to go into the light, they can. If they don't, they're terminated. They're no longer in existence. They're no longer around you. So the next question that people ask me all the time about healings, is this ever going to come back to me or anything like this? What's gone is gone. What you bring back into your life is your free choice. And this is why you want to become conscious, why you don't want to meditate, go out of your body, why you don't want to connect to spiritual groups that do transmissions to you, open up vortexes, stargates, etc. You know, anything like that. So the main thing is to keep your body temple clear and pure and holy, which means that you don't want to leave your body. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia and Chris. Are you both there? And how do you guys feel? Putting you on the spot.
Yeah. How did you like that, Chris?
Wow. Well, I've got two things. First off, big yawns the whole way through. And the second thing, which is kind of cool, this is the first time that I've ever seen the light being with such a distinct jawline.
Ah. So it really came alive, like as you were looking at the picture then?
Yeah, I was looking at the picture while the healing was taking place, and I just noticed that I the males are brought in on a regular basis on these shows, but I have never seen it look so male, you know, so gung-ho, ready to get in there and kick butt. So that was pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah,
wonderful. Any comments on that, Ron?
Yeah, they do kick butt. Yes, that's what they're here to do. You know, they're here to you know, help you. Remember, you have to be able to come forward to have help. The light ship will never break its initial, underlining statement of free will, free choice. So it'll never interfere with you. And so it gives you the free choice to do what you want to do in love and light. And this is why I think we have so many problems here. And also, you know, the other side of the coin is all the ET intervention, which should not even be on this planet, and that consciousness. But aside from that, you know, the light ship will only come to you when you ask, and really it's actually your spirit doing the healing. So if you call upon the light ship, on these programs, the light being is activated, so it will work with you. But if you call upon the light ship when you're not on this program, the light ship is not going to come to you, because it's up to you to hold your spiritual integrity. You need to go to your spirit inside of your body to help you with these healings. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, great. That was wonderful. So, Chris, what's next? Do you have any other healings that you saw today when you were looking at the list that you were interested in finding out about?
Yeah, there was actually another selection that was either above or below the shapeshifters, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay, Rod,
I'll see if I can. I know we're doing another list of services too that'll be a little bit upgraded. We do a lot with people with the parallel lifetimes, which is the cloned bodies of cloned Earths and also cloned planets, cloned physical life forms on dark side planets. So all these are very nice to do. I can do a sample of that if you wish.
Sure.
Like that?
Yeah, totally.
That sounds
Ron. One that's probably most disturbing to me, because we're kind of always familiar with how the Earth looks, and you have that in your dreams. This is why you have dreams. And so we're going to do one with the other planets from the dark side, which you go to. So this may be the dream that you have that you're kind of unfamiliar with the territory that you're walking on. Remember, you're in a physical body, like on a different planet that you know nothing about. And so this is all dark side created, but they cloned your body in their universe. So you're now walking with and living with dark side beings with no spirit in them, and you're there walking with a spirit in your body, and they're taking advantage of you. So here we go. I'm going to take you out of 10 of these planets. Remember, there's thousands of these. This is why you want to have this clearing if you want to become whole and complete, to get yourself out of these lifetimes that you shouldn't even be in to begin with. So here we go. So we'll just say first lifetime released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. There we go. So that may help you feel the energies now. You might feel pains leave your body. Remember, these particular parallel lives are what you bring back in this lifetime to yourself. So if you have a couple thousand lifetimes of cloned Earths and a couple thousand of just dark side planets, we'll say, you got 4,000 lifetimes there that you're living at one time. No wonder why you can't hold a consciousness thought, you know, and to be in the moment, because you're not able to because of all these extra interferences. And then you have your natal chart from the planets out there that you're not visiting, that are corded you, that are taking away your life force energy, that are manipulating you like you are, you know, a robot, so to speak, okay? So you have to look at that aspect of what's happening to you here on this planet and why it's so important to listen to what Jesus talked about 2,000 years ago, and that is not to go outside of yourself and not to pray to false gods. And not, you know, this is what all the churches do, is pray to these false gods. Remember, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're at P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. So it's very easy once you understand the simple philosophy to get it. But most people are so much in mind control, they don't understand it whatsoever. And for me, it gets kind of frustrating. I've been doing this show for a long, long time. I should have thousands and thousands of people listening to me. and the implants are just so strong here that they can't even, like you yourself listening, can't even tell your friends about it because their implants go off and they go, man, I don't understand this. This doesn't agree with me, you know? So this is a problem here with the Earth situation, is that you're being controlled so much here that you don't even know that you're being controlled. This is why the healings are so important, so that you can get out of this mind control energy to take charge and control of your life. So if you are listening and you have never had like an emotional clearing, man, you're completely missing the boat because you don't know where you are. I don't know, I just can't say it strongly enough to get that emotional clearing first and do work on yourself, because you're going to lose it. If you don't have these clearings, at least some of these, you're not going to be able to do the ascension. And if you're out there listening and you want to ascend, you want to escape the earth plane, then there's a lot of these feelings that you must have in order to do that. Otherwise, you're going to be taken sideways like you did the last 2,000 years and maybe, you know, 100 lifetimes before that in each, you know, 2,000-year cycle, and you're never going to do the ascension because the light ship can't find you in the dark universes. And if you do have these things inside of you, these shapeshifters, they're going to definitely take you to another planet during the ascension time because they don't want to lose you. Remember, you're their food chain. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, boy. Well, I think everyone wants to get rid of that energy out of themselves so that they can move forward. So can you talk a little bit, Ron, about what happens? I know you've mentioned this before, and it's really interesting. I know this happens to a lot of people when they try to sleep at night or they're going to sleep, and then suddenly your body kind of jerks. And it's I think you've talked about crash landings and what's really happening when that happens. Can you discuss that a little bit?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that happen. Let's say that you're out of your body, and even out of your body at night, and, you know, it gets to be the time that you normally wake up. We'll just say it's at 6 o'clock in the morning. And you kind of know that it's about that time for the alarm to go off. So all of a sudden the alarm goes off, and all of a sudden you jerk. Well, that means that you're out of your body doing something. So you're probably in one of those, you know, 4,000 or so parallel lifetimes having a great time because your spirit was held captive there. And now it's time to come back here. So your spirit jumps into your body, does a crash landing, and it comes in whatever way it can because the noise down here startled your body, which alerted your spirit to come back. That's why you had a crash landing. Okay, the other thing is what happens is all of a sudden you're going to sleep maybe, or you're sleeping and all of a sudden your body jerks. Well, why is it jerking? It's because you're being, in a sense, impregnated. Maybe there's pins being put into the bottom of your feet with poison. Remember, the dark side attacks you through the bottom of your feet mostly, okay? And they put in these, like, hypodermic needles in you and put in poison that could be even time-released. They can also put in energies to activate your genetic programming at a certain time, but you're actually being under attack by the dark side. This is why your body's jerking. If you ever noticed a young baby, they're under attack a lot, and they jerk a lot. Why are they jerking? It's not because they're connecting their brain together, their synapses, you know, as they're growing. It's because the dark side's attacking their body. So that's very, very sad, but we don't really understand that here because nobody will really tell you that. So what happens is the dark side is for a lot of people, attacking them. I have people that call me up, you know, quite often, or at least when I go to expos, et cetera. And they'll start talking about, you know, what do I do to get protected? A lot of people will actually say that what they have to do to protect themselves from these dark side beings is they have to relocate into different rooms, one room to the next. Maybe that might last for a few hours. They may go out in their car and sit for a while and come back into their house. They may actually go in their car and drive around. The people that are under attack a lot may actually have a little RV that they go out and just drive around at night. I have had people that always leave a light on in their house and they don't even sleep at night. So I've seen all kinds of people. Sometimes people just have a candle lit and that candle can typically help somewhat. But if you are jerking with your body just as you go to sleep, or if you jerk during your sleep, you are under attack. So I can tell you that. That's probably 99.9% right on that. I have had people who, like I said, ask for protection. What can they do? Can they call upon Archangel Michael or this and that? Typically not. Why? Because these energies that you're calling upon do not obey spiritual law. If they obey spiritual law, they wouldn't be doing it to begin with. So trying to call upon an energy of the light to help you is not really going to help, because they're going to say, don't do this. It's like you know, driving your car when you're intoxicated and you see a stop sign and you run it. Well, you just ran the stop sign, you know, without any recourse. So the dark side does not obey spiritual law. I have to kind of laugh at people. They tell me, they said, yeah, I was going to be abducted and I saw this ET being, and I told them no and they stopped and they went away. Well, that doesn't happen, believe me. They may have got them, you know, after that process, or they numbed their brain out or something, but you can't tell them stop, because it doesn't work. They're there to do what they want to do, regardless of your free will. So basically, what some people do to protect themselves, sometimes they use tin foil. I've had people who put tin foil, I should say aluminum foil, okay, like you buy at the grocery store. They put it maybe around their mattress, underneath their mattress. They may make a little tent over their mattress. They may put tin foil on their body. They may put it inside of a hat that they wear in the daytime. They may want to wrap it around their body. The comments about putting it on your body is that your body gets very hot very, very quickly. So that's not too good either, because you may start to sweat a lot. But aside from that, metal does sort of help. So if you're under attack, you may want to try this. Is it going to be a permanent fix? I can't tell you that. It may help, but you know, there's no way to say anything, because the dark side, remember, when you ask a question, is this going to work forever? No. The dark side can always figure out a way around it. Some of the ships that attack you are not conscious energies. They're like robots on a ship, and they have a set of coordinates, and they're looking at you like through a computer. That the beings on there are not a conscious being. They're like a robot. And they know that you are like a GPS system, exactly where you're sleeping on that bed. And they'll transmit and do these things to you from maybe a long distance away. So if you move over maybe a foot or two on your bed, they'll still try to put energy into the bed like needles and pins. And you may not be connected to them because you moved your feet over. That happens sometimes. So it's really hard to say. This is an area that I really can't talk too much on, because I don't have that much information on it. I can tell you what I know, and that's what I know. So, you know, if you're under attack, your only protection that you actually have is to be more conscious and to get in touch with your spirit. Your spirit may be able to help you, and that's the whole process. Remember, these beings that are working do not live in the light. And they do not obey the light. So, Sylvia, back to you.
That's very interesting. We have a comment from Dreamer on the fast chat. It says, copper works well. Government has it on all parliament buildings to shield mind control. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, you might try the copper. I don't know. You know, like I said, I don't have that much information on it. You have to experiment. But metal does work.
Yeah.
You know. One person actually sort of suggested to me when I was talking to them quite a while ago, he says, well, the reason why we see chemtrails and aluminum is because the powers to be wants to cut down the energy that's coming to the people as a good thing by spraying the atmosphere with aluminum. I don't know. I won't go into that too much. But it's very possible. Plus, maybe the capstones on buildings could be just for you know, being hit by lightning too, being grounding rods. But you know, I don't know. You have to go to your spirit and ask and see what you need to do. I don't like talking about these things because, like I said, I don't have that much of an answer for it for you. Nothing is in stone on these things.
All right. Well, is there anything? As far as clearings from the light ship that you would suggest if someone's experiencing those types of things?
On this program, no. I can do special sessions for people if they're dealing with that, and we can see if we can help them out. Doing it on this program, it's very, very difficult to get that much energy to take them away.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean on the program. I just meant on your list of services, like clearings that people should, you know, possibly consider if they're experiencing that type of thing.
Yeah, you'd probably want to get your sludge bodies off of you. These are interfaces by the dark side. This is why we're doing this special clearing on the 20th, 21st, 22nd to get rid of these extraterrestrial beings that are inside of your body. These probably will not be shapeshifters because they're in there for a special consciousness to walk and be with you. These other beings that were taken away are things that are inside of you crawling around, creepy critters. So that would be one way to look at it, to have that session done. And you should have a lot more energy in your body after they're released from you. I do a spirit barcode release. Remember, when you first came here, you got imprinted, your spirit did with the barcode. This is why you're living this lifetime here with a spirit in your body, because it is forced to be here. Remember, we're on a prison planet here. And once you come in, you can't leave. And so the spirit barcode is a clearing that I do to get that off of you. We also do a abduction code, ET abduction code clearing. That's so that these alien ETs will not abduct you, because they have a code inside of you on your body where you're stamped, and they can find you whenever they choose to and abduct you instantly. And you won't even know what's happening. We have a mind barcode also that can be released from you. We do a clearing to get rid of the collective consciousness of mind, which is controlling you also. And so the collective consciousness is what you pray to, where you get all of your thoughts from. You know, this is what's connected to your mind. So that is another clearing that we do. We can do a clearing to help you on the ascension process. In fact, all these will help, but you want to get disconnected from the grid lines of this planet. You know, you have to think about this logically. How do you get your body to leave the planet for ascension if it's corded to the Earth grid lines? Well, the ETs did that to you, so you can't leave. So your body can't leave then. And that's also true, you know, of your spirit. You have inside of yourself a special program, you know, which I may have mentioned, but it's an ascension program of the dark side. So it knows when ascension time is going to happen. It has, a very good clue. And so it will take you off planet during the ascension time. You don't know the difference because you're having a parallel life somewhere else, just like you're having here maybe. And then you come back after the ascension time, and you come back to the planet here, and just like another day to you. So we do that clearing. And we do a few other clearings that will help in this process. So anyway, one of those is taking out implants. Like I said before, you have extraterrestrial implants in your body. I don't know how this show tonight got directed into this area of consciousness of negative ET stuff, but I guess we're going there. But the implants are used to control you, to activate at certain times in your life, and to also numb out your awakening consciousness. So when you start hearing more truth, they'll go off, maybe make you daydream, go on to la-la land, and then you forget what's being told to you. And all of a sudden, you know, the day goes on, or it forces you to do something that you don't want to do. So this is all mind control stuff. So I guess we'll just turn it back over to Chris here. Our show is creeping by pretty quickly here. I'll say a dark side practitioner. And that one to me is a very interesting one. There's a lot of dark practitioners out there. And they don't have to be wearing a dark cape or be dressed in black. They could be a wonderful person with a white gown on. And that all they're doing is connecting themselves through some kind of healing modality, which they think is some kind of good thing. And then they get people underneath them as practitioners. They do mind control transmissions to them, which isn't called that. Maybe they call it a transmission by Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, Metatron, Melchizedek. You know, there's all different types of people doing different things. They at times will pick certain dates. So I would imagine there's probably a date coming up next month. A lot of people like to do the calendar month, so like February 2nd might be a key day, and actually March 3rd. And then we naturally have, 8-8. That's kind of synchronistic. Remember 8-8-08 a long time ago? 9-9-09. You know, all these dates are key numbers. And people tap themselves into these energies of the dark side consciousness, thinking that this is the divine plan and that you can bring in healing energy to the planet to help humanity here, help the planet do its ascension. It's all dark side stuff. So all you're doing is courting yourself and the planet to the dark side, causing physical harm to people. So the dark side practitioner clears away what somebody gave you. Hopefully it'll get rid of all of it. Just by your typical ignorance, we'll say, by not knowing the truth, thinking that you're doing something good, and actually being connected to the dark side. And you don't even know that. But you did do your oath. You did your pledge. You paid your money. You said, I'll have these attunements done to me without checking with your spirit first. So if you did that, more than likely, I can almost guarantee you 100%, you are hooked up to the dark side. Even though you had great intentions, but did you ask your spirit first? Whenever I ask anybody about this, I've never had anybody say yes to me, okay? Or if they did say yes, they really were not connected because they did not feel the voice inside of their chest cavity. They felt it in their head. So if you feel the energy in your head when you get talking to your spirit, you're in the mind energy still. They're just keep doing a fabrication of that for you. So that healing is very interesting. So I guess I'll turn it back over to Chris right now. Any other questions, Chris?
Let's see. I would like to make a comment on a lot of the things that you said. I look back on the way that I used to express myself and the different things that were happening in my body. Now, I look back on how it was before I was involved with the Creation Lightship. And it's exactly as you say, you know, you believe that you're connecting with your spirit, and yet you're not. Because of what's taking place here on this planet, I mean, how else are you going to know? How else are you going to know that it's there in your heart center, you know? And you're listening to all this crap in your head, thinking that you're doing all this good, and you're really just floundering about in the darkness.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And yeah,
that's
the
hardest thing for people to admit, that they paid a lot of money for a bunch of worthless attunements and actually got them into trouble. Back to you,
yeah.
Sylvia.
Yeah, that's a very interesting. Some of you were probably on the radio program the other day where the Lightship did a very special kind of thing just to give us an experience of you know, seeing where we are now, where we were 6 months ago, where we were a year ago, and a year and a half ago, as far as our chakras and, you know, the amount of energy coming, you know, into the body and spirit energy and so on. And, you know, that was a real interesting experience to really feel how far, you know, that we've come in that time. I'm sure we have much further to go, but it's amazing how, like you said, Chris, you know, before when you try to even, you know, figure out what your, you know, what your spirit is compared to your mind, it was very confusing because you weren't necessarily in the heart center. So that's a very good observation. Mm-hmm. So we have about 7 minutes left. And maybe we can get into some divine energies, some healing samples, and kind of move the rest of the show. I know we've been talking a lot about this dark interference. Maybe we can just move up into a little bit more of the light topics as we end off for the night.
Okay, Chris, I'll have you request something. Remember, what we talked about is bringing you light. You know, you're waking up, so that's great. So if you don't know about what's happening to you, then you're in the darkness completely. So we're taking you from the darkness, what's happening, and bringing you more into a light consciousness. So remember, you don't always know what you don't know, but when you do finally figure out what you don't know, then you can move on and help yourself. So Chris, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, thank you. I would like to request the divine energy of Mother Mary.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so everybody watch the light being on your monitor screen. And if you're new to the program, scroll down, Creation Lightship Healing, to the light beam. And we're going to energize the light beam with the energy of Mother Mary. This is not the energy from the Galactic Federation. This is not the energy from collective consciousness here that people pray to in churches. This is from the lightship itself coming down. It's pure divine essence energy. And we know this spirit energy, this frequency of energy, we'll call it as Mother Mary. So here comes this energy here, and it's coming into the light beam. Just kind of watch your monitor screen. And I want to put some music on for everybody so you can actually sense and just sit back and relax here and feel the energy of Mother Mary. This is all heart energy. You're not going to feel it in your mind. Go to your heart right now. Mother Mary. So I'll give you all a question. Maybe you can give me an answer. So if Jesus came to earth right now, how would he be promoted? How would you promote Jesus? And so that's my question to you. And just switching it slightly, how would you all go out and promote the creation lightship? You know, so I'm looking for answers from people. Maybe you know somebody who may want to sponsor me at an event or something. Maybe there's you know somebody who's maybe on an alternative Christian radio program that want to know more truth. So I'm looking out for other ways to get out there because time is getting very, very short here. I'm going on probably basically 4 years now. I'm already 2 years overdue, and I know ascension time should be coming at some point in time here. When, I don't know, but we're not reaching enough people. The people are not awakened because of the mind-controlling energy. So I'll just turn it over to you people who are listening to maybe give some suggestions or find a way to get me out there, maybe other radio programs or something. I don't mind doing interviews. So it's up to you guys to help the Creation Lightship mission here to awaken more people. So back to you, Chris.
Well, I'll definitely be putting the word out and looking at possible venues to help spread the word, because I'm sure there's people who will understand what's finally taking place if it's presented to them in the right way, so they can say, "Ah, gotcha," you know, and have enough of a wake up to see what's going on.
Great.
How much time do we have left?
About a minute. So
oh man, I was gonna ask for the 12 source energies, but
not enough time to have people really feel them good.
Okay. Well, how about Jesus then?
Okay, we'll bring in the energy of Jesus, the light being here.
Awesome.
Okay, and I'll just talk here a little bit. I'm going to Los Angeles in a couple of weeks. That's February, I believe, 13th, that weekend, at the Conscious Life Expo. I'll have the light infusion chamber there. If you've never experienced it, it's just out of this world. It's awesome. Does miraculous healings in there. You walk in not knowing what to expect, and you leave with a big smile on your face. From there, I'm going to New York the following month, end of the month, in March. I think it's the 27th of March. And I'll be in New York at the New Life Expo. And we have a lot of workshops there at the ARE Center, Edgar Cayce Center. So you want to connect with me back there. If you're in the east, back east in New York, it'll be in Manhattan. And here we go. We're energizing Jesus. It'll be with you, this energy of Jesus, for the next half an hour or so. We'll just say it'll leave at 1:30 on the hour. And we have our special call coming up. If you're interested in having these extraterrestrial life forms that are crawling around inside of you, leave your body. We're sending out an email in the next couple of days here, so get on my email list. It'll talk about what the life forms are. It's 17 hours on the light ship, and just going to be a phenomenal healing. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we'll just say blessings to all of you, and we'll see you tomorrow. And it's Saturday night live on the light ship, so this should be a lot of fun for everybody. So blessings to all of you. Goodbye.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.